Anybody else annoyed that sometimes Andrew uses two different tracks of music?
Hey, I haven't done that in a while.
And it's like totally schizophrenic because the one he chose is dun, 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 and the one I like is dun, 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 dun.
you like beats.
Yeah.
And I like, I don't know, cheerful and whimsical.
It's weird. Hey everyone, welcome to Real Estate and Coffee. This is Sarah.
Hi, I am Andrew.
So, you know, when you buy a home, more likely than not, it is grayscale or, you know, agreeable gray or...
super neutral.
Super neutral, like 50 shades of gray.
Wait.
Or white. You know, like, so you're walking into a blank slate. And I see a lot, it's very interesting because I follow a lot of realtors and interior designers, and I love following interior designers. And our house is very eclectic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love when I walk into somebody's house and I feel them. You know what I mean? Like, I get their vibe, I get the whole thing. And then it's very different when you walk into a house that looks like a model home. Mm-hmm. You know, and that could just be that vibe. But you were saying earlier, which is why we're talking about this, you know, you can go ahead and share that.
Yeah, I was talking about being present in your home, because I think too often people are, I guess, afraid to go there when it comes to, you know, painting walls or, you know, doing decor things, because they're thinking ahead about, well, what about resale? It's like, you know,
some of them are thinking ahead. I think some people are thinking about what other people might think.
That too.
It's like, well,
it's like, this is your house.
Invite safe people. If somebody's going to be like super critical, which we've experienced, very critical. Okay, yeah. So most of our interior in our home is black. We have like a teal hallway, an electric blue wall somewhere. Like, it's just, and like our doors are this color called Inferno. It's like a red orange.
It's so awesome.
Our house is very colorful and moody. And creative. Like, you can tell two creatives live here. I have art hanging up everywhere. All kinds of art. Mm-hmm. I don't consider anybody else when I'm making our home. I'm considering what colors our children like, what colors you like, mm-hmm. what colors I like. And I'm using those palettes.
Yeah.
And I like all colors. So it's really, you know. But I also want people to enter our home. And, you know, with caution to our children, putting that aside, I want them to know, like, they're not going to surprise us. Like, you can talk about anything, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to surprise us. Like, this is a safe space. Just be you.
Yeah.
Because I'm very clearly embracing who I am, mm-hmm. and who we are. You know what I mean? So just embrace who you are. And so that's our home.
Yeah. And I remember when we first started the painting journey, it started with the black. That was the first thing we did.
Yeah, our house was very beautifully neutralized gray. Unfortunately, at 2 o'clock, between 2 and 7 p.m., it looked periwinkle. But the house, she did a good job at least, like, there was a nice flow to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But yeah, when we went to the black, people from New York are like, oh, yeah. People down south are like, what are you talking about painting a room black? Mm-hmm. And I had never seen it before because I grew up down here and I'm not like a visual kind of, like, I have a hard time visualizing what something is going to look like. And so I was like, well, all right, let's do it. And yeah, I just remember so many people saying, you can't paint a room black. And there was a lot of either like, that's weird or that's not good for resale. It's like, we just bought the freaking house.
I'm not looking to resell right now.
Like, we're not living in somebody else's house. We're not, you know,
this is our house.
Yeah, this is ours.
And the cool thing about paint is it doesn't affect the value of your home. So when we move, we're just going to paint it whatever the in neutral color is the year we sell. Mm-hmm. But until then, paint doesn't add or take away any value to your home. So even if you don't neutralize it for the sale, it's an as-is market. Like, we are in North Carolina, which is an as-is state. So take care of your home so you can get the best bang for your buck. But paint has zero impact on the value of your home.
It has no impact on the value, but it could have an impact on whether or not somebody is going to make an offer.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it has no impact on the value of the home.
Yeah. It's not going to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you know, floors too are, you know, all about, it's all about gray. And I think that's interesting.
I'm all about wood.
Yeah.
Or nice tile.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just a New York thing. Like when I was in France, in particular Paris and right outside Paris is very, you can tell it's just a very creative culture. Mm-hmm. And so you get like bold royal blues and golds and like magentas and just beautiful rich colors, emerald. But yeah, you're like you said, it's more popular in mm-hmm. New York.
Yeah.
So New York City, like the boroughs of Manhattan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were talking about, I grew up, you know.
That's like how I grew up, yeah.
And then I would see like pictures of, you were showing me pictures of like what things would look like, and a lot of like New York based, you know, restaurants and really nice, like really nice places, nice hotels and things. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, that looks really cool.
Moody. Mm-hmm. Rich. Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't like darken the house.
No.
Like I thought it might.
Yeah.
Because you still have windows.
We have windows, we have plants, we have art. Yeah.
Oh, and the plants just look amazing against the black.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah. So yeah, we feel, because I see so much, like I love interior designers but I also see realtors talking about trends, and I think people get confused, like, cause they're designing their home. It's not like they're getting ready to resell, mm-hmm. but people literally designing their home to be neutral for the future. And it's like, dude, let your home be your home. Why do you care what the current trend is, or neutralizing to be safe from trends? Like, yeah,
worry about that when the time comes.
I don't even like if you're going for a classic, whatever look, mm-hmm. that's fine. But like, I just don't understand. I truly can't wrap my head around caring what other people think when it's my home. Mm-hmm. Can you?
To an extent,
yes. Yeah, explain that to me.
Well, I don't know that I can explain it well, but
give it a go because I can't. So I just want to understand.
Well, I'm trying to think of like, because the way that I grew up, there was a lot of caring what other people thought, because, you know, you would have friends and family over and you cared about what they thought, and you didn't want anybody talking bad about you behind your back, because mm-hmm. that's what you did too.
What do you mean?
If
you didn't like something, you would snicker behind their backs?
Yeah.
Got it.
And so because, you know, you do that, you know that other people are doing that too. So I don't know. It's just, it's kind of a cycle. Mm-hmm. And so that's as best as I can describe it. I mean, beyond that, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to dive into I don't want to try to dive into the psychology of it.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I'm the same. Like I remember the way like we would decorate our house or something like that before a holiday. It's like, we never do this for us. Why are we doing it for them? Like, you don't even like this. Why are you doing it this way?
Yeah.
It's like, well, your aunt likes it like that. What? Okay. Then she can do it at her house.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm just going to have to be part of the crew that takes it down when we're done. Yeah, it's like, why are we pretending to be this? Like, this is our house.
Yeah.
And that's it. It doesn't matter.
That's interesting. I'm looking back to my extended family and my family of origin, like my parents and siblings. And I'm thinking as you're talking, and I think they were all very eclectic. Like, my one aunt literally had an entire kitchen of black marble with the white, like,
that's
vines.
Really cool.
It was stunning. And I don't think she cared whether or not anybody liked it or disliked it. She loved it. I remember when they did the remodel, I was very little, but it was gorgeous. And I don't know about resale, but she liked it all the years I grew up. I practically grew up in that house, and it was just stunning. And then, yeah, my other aunt, her sister, had an entirely neutral home, but her furniture was popping of color,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah, I had another aunt who had like a chess set dining table.
Ooh.
Like the chairs were kings and queens and rooks and all of that. So there was a king and a queen at the end, and they're like, it was just so sick. And it was like red velvet and black deep cherry wood. And then the table was like plain, not like checkered, but like, it was just really eclectic, I guess. So like, I guess it was normal.
Yeah. To me, like caring what other people think about what your house is like eating food based on what other people like.
Like seasoning and how they like it.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I like hamburgers but you know, my cousin Jay over there likes tofu burgers.
So you're going to order a tofu burger?
I'm not going to eat a tofu burger just because that's what he likes, yeah. Because I'm worried what he's going to think about me eating a hamburger.
Right.
It's like, that's ridiculous.
That's a good analogy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm going to order it the way I want.
Yeah, and I think it breeds discontentment. Like, if you can't be content in your own home, like, if you, like...
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't seem healthy to me.
I think this would be a good topic on the Dr. John Deloney show.
I don't think you could do that much. But, yeah, I love that show. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. It's because I do remember... like, yeah, it was very, like, one, I didn't ask, but I thought it was sweet that the friends who did share, like, oh, your home's so cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It didn't make me feel better about my home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like my home. I'm glad you like it, too. That's cool.
It's just, it's nice that you now share something in common with somebody.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, oh, cool. Okay. And then people come in and go, why do you do that? And it's like, oh, silly. Why do you think like, mm-hmm. It doesn't make me like my house any less.
Mm-hmm.
It might make me kind of think a little bit less of you because you're being judgmental in my home,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't make me feel bad about my choices.
Yeah.
It's just like, interesting. And it's very telling. So that's another reason I'm very happy we went with our own way. Cause it's like, I can like that read somebody depending on their response to how we walk when they walk in our home. It's like, okay, you've got struggles. Like you are judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. So I know how to love you better. You know what I mean? For real. Because you know how to be people like, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they get very like hard on themselves
mm-hmm.
And beat themselves up. And so when people are like that, they think everybody else is like that. And so it's really wonderful when people walk in my home and like to assess how they are real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, okay.
Yeah.
I find it extremely helpful to know how to like, you know, nurture that relationship and see where they need encouragement,
mm-hmm.
you know, or if they're just good and I don't have to mama anybody, which is even better. Mm-hmm. My favorite are the people who walk in neutral.
Yeah.
I like them.
Like they don't even notice.
Yeah, they're not saying anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. Cause that's what I would do. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I like your plan. You know? So yeah. Anyway, it's just interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
I have to check myself sometimes going into somebody's house and seeing something that, but for me, it's not so much about how something looks. Like, I don't care really about that. Like, why would you decorate it that way? Like, that's not me. But for me, and maybe, you know, other guys can relate. It's based on practicality. Like, why would you do it that way? That's like really impractical.
Can you give an example?
Yes. The front door of this house that I inspected that had the doorknob in the dead center of the door.
Oh, interesting.
I was like, that's an interesting look.
Yeah.
It's really awkward.
It sounds like
a
really bow-dunk version of like a really old French door.
Yeah. It was like this
old, like a very thin closet that you would pull. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
this
door.
And this was a wide.
Yeah, it was awkward.
It was like an extra wide. It wasn't your typical like 36 inch front door. I mean, it was like a 42 inch wide door, and yeah, it was just really, it was awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, another example would be more of like what I hear a lot going, doing a walkthrough with somebody and they go, why would they do it this way? And it would be like, if they knocked out a door or something to make a room more open, or if they enclosed a room or knocked out a window and
close it up.
Yeah. Things like that, where it's like, I don't understand like what the point was to this particular modification. And I'm sure there was a use for it.
That's what they wanted with their house.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's your house and when it's your home, you do what you will. Whatever it's gonna.
It's your house.
It's your house. It's your palace. How it works for you and your family, or just you and your animal, whatever, spouse. But yeah, it's just very interesting. Like the remodel of the home we purchased, I don't understand, but I get why she did it. It makes sense. It could have been done better, but she was just trying to flip it. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care enough to redo it the way, you know what I mean? And so that's just me. Like, cause we literally have two front doors.
Right.
You know, quite literally.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of funny because she knocked a wall down, took a hallway out and opened it up. So where the two doors were very necessary prior to the flip,
mm-hmm.
and kind of came this redundant, and we never, ever used the original front door.
Very seldom.
Like, it's like people who don't know and go to that door.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we have a formal
front door. Front door.
Yeah, and then the, you know,
the other entrance. Yeah, and so it's just interesting. But yeah, stuff like that. But the thing that's really cool, one of the realtors we work with, one of her clients bought a lot in Charlotte, very, very, like, one desirable area, good lands, beautiful home on the property. It was a custom build. She won out multiple offers. People wanted this home. I think it was in Eastover. So, yeah really nice area, very established. And guess what she did?
She burned it to the ground.
No, close. She demoed it. She's rebuilding a custom home. And the house was like built in the 2000s. Like, it was not an old house.
Right.
It was beautiful, huge. Again, for that owner and whoever, you know, lived in it after,
mm-hmm.
people loved it. It was their home. They had memories there. And the new owner came and said, you know what? It's great, but it's not for me, but I want that lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. She's making it her own custom, from the floors to the knobs to the vents, the finishes, like the siding. It's all going to be exactly what she and her husband want.
Yeah. And so in that case, it is better to tear it down and start over.
Yeah. Well, for this land and Eastover. Yeah. That's a better decision. But, or she could have just been like me and like, I'll make it work. But even if you've got the money,
mm-hmm.
I mean, why not? I mean, and that's the whole point. Like, that's why I love interior designers, because they work with the person and who they are, and they try to help people who are not creative.
Mm-hmm.
They get to know the person, and the creative designer decorates the home with the person,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So people who lack that vision,
mm-hmm.
And embrace of things, that is why you have an interior designer help you. But yeah, it's so funny to me because I would just feel uncomfortable. Like, why, you know what I mean? Like, we have a friend who's painting the entire interior of her home from when she bought it.
Right.
And she said, she's like, I didn't realize how much more comfortable I am with it. Just the colors she chose. You know what I mean? And it was fine before, but she was like, it was just, you know, it wasn't her, you know, it wasn't her own. And she made it work as much as she, but yeah, when she decided, I'm just going to paint my house, she's like, it's just so much nicer and smoother. And I would agree. It's just much more her. And it's cool. I like walk in her house and I'm like, this is her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this is great. This is their family.
Mm-hmm.
And it just suits them. It's just so much more who they are when I walk in the house. So it's cool. Yeah. Like, your house, I feel, should just, this is us.
Yeah.
And it says who you are and what you want for your guests. And, you know, you say that too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
This reminds me of when I was selling flooring at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
People would come in and they'd want to buy flooring.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so these big stores, they, what's in stock most is what current trends are and what's selling the most.
Yeah, when we were in the home inspection, like building our business, like, well, not building our business, when we were decided to do Wilson and Sons,
when it was but a twinkle in our eye.
Andrew got a job to kind of help us because we were cash flowing it.
Yeah, it was at my little in-between stint.
Yeah.
And so people would come in and they were, the first question was, what's your best, one of the first questions would be either, what's your best selling flooring, or what's trending currently? somebody would just come in and they're wanting to redo their floors. And this was really big when the stimulus money came out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted to redo their floors. So they, you know, people would come in and I would say, what do you like? Or what does the inside of your house look like? You know, trying to get an idea. And I would always get this. Well, I like the really dark wood look, but that doesn't seem to be very popular right now. So what would you, there's a lot of grays and kind of light neutral colors, and, you know, maybe something like that. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you get, you like the dark,
right.
The dark woods. We got some really nice dark wood over here. We got some really high end laminate here that's cheaper than the hardwood, but it's still really nice.
Oh, it's still hard.
Yeah.
And, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. But I had that conversation so many times, and it was like, why are you putting yourself in this position where it's like you're at the mercy of whoever this next person is that's going to buy your house instead of enjoying your house?
And honest to God, that's a great example. Like the one who flipped our home, like she bought it and like flipped it and mm-hmm. she made it super trendy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was literally walked in and I liked, because it was everything I wanted except the super trendy, except all the gray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I like the warmth of natural wood floors.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand why she had to do the flooring she did. Because, you know, I saw the house before. Like, right. I looked into the house and saw, okay, this is why she did this, you know? Right. But, man, she stained what I felt was beautiful natural wood floors gray.
Yeah.
And I was just like, so yeah. We're going to fix that, but
yeah. And
just, it's cold. It's always, it was very cold when I walked in the house.
Yeah, and here's the thing that like, cause I was getting that feeling a lot working with people trying to sell them flooring. And I get that feeling a lot working with homeowners today of these things that are so quote unquote popular. Nobody actually likes it. It seems they think that everybody likes
it. Some people like it.
Some people do, yeah. But I don't think I don't think the popularity of a color or a style is indicative of what
I agree.
People actually like.
I know it's so funny because I think a lot of it comes to like what we see, like these shows. I don't watch any of these shows.
Right.
But yeah, like, you know, there's a lot of DIY shows, there's social media, like people, like things that are kind of inundating people, or like we choose to inundate ourselves in these things. And so because the professional or because the influencer is saying this, then it must be the case, instead of saying, what do I think?
Right.
There is no, what do I think? What do I want? It's just, oh, but this is popular. That's nice. So is wearing an entire outfit of tie-dye, you know, sweats, and the people look freaking ridiculous. Like, in my opinion, like, you know what I mean? But I walked through the mall the other day with you, and and we're walking by the stores, and I see these absolutely ridiculous outfits. They look absurd to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but slowly, the second time we walked past, I was like, okay, I can see wanting to get that. Because I just stared at it for like ever, because my kid was throwing a tantrum in front of the store. You know what I mean? So I'm standing there waiting it out with him. Calm down, buddy. It's all right. We can get through this. And staring at this hideous outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And after like 30 minutes, I'm exaggerating. But after the second go back, I'm like, okay, I can see why somebody would want that. The entire store is that outfit. So if you're in there all day,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
It poisons you. It's just an example. But, you know, it's just,
it's infectious.
It's infectious. And people, and yeah, like, oh, the popular, you know, whatever's popular. People want to fit in until they're in and they want to stand out because that's not really who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were saying that about me the other day, and that sounds so pretentious. But it's okay.
Okay.
I'm not. So Andrew the other day said, what I love about you is that you're comfortable with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think it was something like that. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And it was really sweet. He's like, you don't try to fit in. And I don't try to stand out either.
Mm-hmm.
I just am comfortable with me.
Yeah.
And if I fit in with a group of people, great. But my friends are so different from one another. And I love that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of like, we all should just embrace who we are. You know what I mean? And so let your house speak to you.
Bring that into your home. You know, this is supposed to be your refuge.
And so, yeah, ask what you like. And that's why I'm so happy for our friend who's redoing the interior of her home. Like, she's painting the stairs. Like, she's going berserk, right? In, like, the best way. And I'm just so happy for her because, like, and her husband's, of course, doing a lot of stuff, too. But, like, I love their home. I always have. But now I'm just like, this is them. This is so cool because they're like they're like one of the coolest couples I know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're just so great and creative and like wonderful. And now when I walk in their home, I didn't notice, like she said, I never noticed it wasn't like this, but now I notice. Mm-hmm. Like now that I see them, now they walk in the house, I'm like, this house is so cool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's them now mm-hmm. and not the previous owner who was really into deer, hunting stuff. And it's like, I didn't even notice. It's just funny, but yeah, I'm just so happy because yeah, I want to see the person when I walk in a house.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and I really appreciate that too, just seeing that. And I think I seem to see that more in older houses, you know, where the owners are, you know, they've moved on because they're too old.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you really see that in a house where somebody's lived in it for 40 years, which you know, I don't know anybody does that anymore.
I don't know.
We'll know in another 40 years, yeah. I guess.
We also have a friend in St. Louis who, when she buys a house, like serial killer, like she's, because she moves so much,
mm-hmm.
you know, like from state to state. I know she's been in the state, but she's had like two houses.
Like a serial killer?
She buys homes. You know how people, realtors always say live in a house for 5 years and then you get your,
uh-huh.
you know, or rent or whatever.
Right.
She doesn't rent. You know what I mean? She's like, yeah. I'm just going to buy a house. And if I move in a year, I move in a year. Like she's going to, because she hates, she just does not like having a landlord. She's a doer. You know what I mean? So she just buys homes. And so I joke that because we bought this house and she's had three, you know what I mean? Yeah. In the last 4 years or something. but every time she moves, it's her house.
Mm-hmm.
Like she paints it. She hangs her guitars up. Like she's got her bookshelf. She's got her library. And then she's like, this flow of this house doesn't work for me. There's too many stairs. I'm going to buy another house. And she neutralizes it and she buys a new house and she does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so I just love that. Yeah, and when you walk in her home, each one, mm-hmm. you know, it's her.
Yeah.
It's very, I'm like, and it's everything I love about her and it's in her space. And I walk through her house and I'm like, you are the coolest person I know. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, I'm just going to paint it over. And when it's time to sell, I'll sell it and fill in the holes. Like,
yeah.
You know, and it's fine. Money's a tool and your home's an investment. And that's cool. Take care of it structurally. Update the things like the kitchen and the bathroom. You know, and if you want to make those on trend, fine. You can go classic. Whatever. You know? But the paint, the couch, the lighting, the whatever, the art. It's all fixtures, you.
All, yeah, stuff like that. Yeah,
that can be replaced.
Be like a kid who builds his first treehouse.
Oh,
yeah, wasn't that so cool to have your first treehouse or your first fort? And it's like you totally like it's yours. And
yeah.
I mean that's what this is.
This is your fort, but in a built world.
Yeah, like we've graduated from treehouses and forts to now a house, but it still has the same. Still have the same mindset.
Yeah, because excitement. I remember when the shutdown happened, a lot of people were like crawling, creepy mm-hmm. crawlies, because they were in this house that they built for somebody else.
Yeah,
and exactly. It's like, oh, you know,
what are we thinking?
Yeah, and the people I know that like embrace who they are and just their own style and do that, we're all like, yeah, we're good. Mm-hmm. We were good with the shutdown. We'll see you. Like, you know,
that's why you saw such a run on paint.
Yeah.
Everybody was buying paint because they were like, oh, yeah, this is stupid. Why am I living in a gray house with no personality and it's cold?
Or some people who with crazy colors went gray, you know?
Or that, yeah. Like, oh, what was I thinking?
Yeah. I went nuts.
Looks like a Care Bear threw up in here.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was fun. So the moral of the story is embrace who you are, who your family is, who you and your spouse are, roll with it. And if people have a problem with it, it's a great filter.
There you go.
You know, or if you're like me and you want to love people well and they don't, you know, particularly have your taste and are very vocal about it, that person needs love because that's a super duper painfully insecure person and they need some of your confidence. So lift them up.
I like the way you think.
Yeah. Or kick them out if you don't want to, you know, it's a lot of energy.